So I'm going to steal a phrase from Matt Wolf, the cat's out of the bag. The cat's out of the bag. I am no longer to be counted among the cool people. I used to be cool, probably when I was in my 20s and 30s. And I remember a short period of time when I lived in L.A. And I just always had someplace to go. And I was going to this end of the county to get my hair done over here. And then I was going to concerts over here and plays over there. And had boyfriends. And I was just, you know, going to jazz clubs, shopping on Melrose. And that was when I was cool. But like I said, I'm not cool anymore. If you're cool, you got to keep up with social media. You have to know the latest electronics. I can't keep up with all of that. You need to know celebrities. You got to know the latest games. I don't know any of that. Sage tries to help me with that. I don't know the latest drink at Starbucks. I'm barely like figuring out how to order a latte most of the time. I don't know really all the cool people anymore in the city. I'm trying to, because with real estate, you kind of need to know who's who. So it's kind of hard to let that go, that part of your life go. I really don't desire it anymore, but one thing I do know, when I was reading this morning, and we've been reading Romans in our small group. This is not tall enough for me. We've been reading out of Romans, and we were reading Romans chapter, we finished up chapter 13. And it says here, love your neighbor. These and other such commandments are summed up in this one commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. And I was thinking about that and how no matter what the world says you have to do and what you're supposed to do and whatever's cool and whatever's the latest, this has been the coolest for 2,000 years and will continue to be. And love is never, ever going to go out of style. So whenever I feel like, gosh, Erica, you're such a nerd, you don't really know what's happening, I remember that love and loving our neighbors and loving those around us is always in style, reaching out to the people that have been marginalized or forgotten, who are looking for love, looking for hope in this world that doesn't offer a lot of hope. That is always going to be necessary and needed, and that is what our Lord asks of us. So I'm going to end with something else that's kind of nerdy and not cool, a poem that I found. And it's called No Heaven. How can there be no heaven? When rain falls gently on the grass, when sunshine scampers across my toes, when corn bakes into bread, when wheat melts into cake, when shadows cool and owls call and little finches eat upside down, how can there be no heaven? When tears comfort, when dreams caress, when you smile at me. That's No Heaven by Nikki Giovanni. So today as we share this meal, I just want to remind us that what God has asked us to do, which is to love each other, will always be in style. So let's share this moment.